You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I left formation. Play fake again. Milton going deep down the right side for Brooks in the end zone. Two hands down to the right side of the end zone. And he caught it. Touchdown, Jalen Brooks.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Who is in? Who is out? Who is going to piss you off when the Cowboys announce their 53-man roster? Let's talk about it in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing and Window Nation. That's right, the two-time sponsor right over here, Chop. That's what
right.
I got. All right, so I started trying to work on the 53-man roster over the weekend after the Cowboys played their final preseason game. Got a victory, got a decent performance out of Joe Milton, saw some good performances from guys who probably needed to put him forward, guys like Deuce Vaughn, Jalen Brooks, Ryan Flannoy. Saw some decent stuff at times from Mozzie Smith. Those are all good positives to have. Those are good things that you want to have in your on tape when you're getting ready to make these decisions and getting ready to head into your first preseason game. And as I started trying to cut this down, it felt like it was going to be a lot more difficult than by the time I got to the end of it. I think I had a pretty good sense of where the team was looking at a few different positions. So let's go down the list of what I think we're looking at for the Cowboys as they prepare to make their final decisions tomorrow and had some discussions over the week. Sean mentioned it earlier. They've already started some of the cuts. Lyle Collins is now out. And they also mentioned that Trayvon Diggs is cleared. He will be on the active roster, it sounds like, to start the season, so there will be no issues in terms of trying to stash somebody through on PUP and then open up a spot that way. All right, so starting off, quarterback. Initial 53-man roster is going to be two, I think. I think it's going to be Dak and Joe Milton. And Will Greer, who is a vested veteran, they don't have to pass him through waivers. Will Greer, I think, will be cut, and then after that, they'll make whatever procedural moves they have to and hopefully bring him back, or they may sign him to the practice squad and have elevations with him.
How do you think Joe is better on Friday night compared to the first two games?
I just think you saw better touch on some of his throws down the field, some stuff where he was putting it on the money more consistently.
He was on time more,
showed
too.
Showed the legs.
Yeah, he showed the legs. He was he didn't have as many of those throws where it's just like, where is that going?
There was a throw he made, pretty sure it was in the second half.
You watching this in Michigan?
I went to the bar to get food, right? I was going to get takeout. I just sat there. Because Sarah wasn't feeling well the last few days. She got some food poisoning.
In Michigan, they had Cowboys Falcons on.
It was on NFL Network.
Oh, okay.
So, she wasn't feeling well. So I was like, all right, I'm going to run to the bar. I'm going to get something to eat. Like, I'll just get takeout. And while I'm waiting there, the game's on. So this is like, I think this is just the start of the third quarter. And there was a throw he made where he kind of rolls right and he throws towards the sideline. And I thought for sure that he was going to hit the short receiver, maybe about 8 yards downfield. But he threw it like 25 downfield. And I was like, I was not expecting him to make that throw. I was like, all right, that's kind of what that pops the eye. that catches the eye.
Yeah, he was more consistent. It's still not consistent enough that you probably feel great about him, where you're like, man, he's ready to go, especially when he's 10 for 18 and it's, again, against a lot of backups and guys who are just out there getting their final game in. But overall, you feel better about some of the stuff that you saw, because the big problem for him is not, can he make these throws in terms of, can he thread the needle? He's got the arm talent to do that kind of stuff. It's just about seeing it consistently. Running backs, I think they're going to carry four.
Oh, by the way, before we move off of quarterbacks, Bobby, you brought this name up last week in a hypothetical deal. I said I would do it. Trade, was it Jalen Tolbert for Sam Howell? The Vikings traded Sam Howell and a six to the Eagles for a fifth and a seventh. So there's Howie saying, oh, Sam Howell will be good enough for us to maybe have on the roster. So the Vikings trade Sam Howell to sign Carson Wentz.
Ah, look at that. It all comes back together once again. I'm stunned Carson Wentz is still hanging around even as a backup, because whenever he steps out there, it looks like a guy who is not comfortable out there, in a way similar to Joe Milton at times. All right, running backs, four of them. Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, Jaden Blue, and then Hunter Lipke included in that. So I think no Deuce Vaughn, no Phil Maffa. I think both of them are probably off the roster.
How much would it surprise you if Miles doesn't make it?
Man, you're out for Miles Sanders. Yeah. So you got Miles Vendetta all of a sudden. Where'd this come from?
It's not a vendetta. I would like, you know, I'd like him to actually do something to earn a spot on the roster.
Well, what have you seen from Javonte? Why aren't you going after Javonte?
Nothing.
Why Miles?
I have no dog in the fight. They want to get rid of either one of them. Go ahead.
Okay, but why are you picking on Miles but not Javonte? You've seen the same amount from both.
That's a good point. I don't have anything.
Physical runner. He likes the toxic masculinity of just lowering your head and bowling over people.
And we saw, and I was wrong about this, we saw Deuce Vaughn blow up last year preseason. It meant nothing.
Nothing.
So who gives a rip what they're doing right now?
No, that's fair. I've seen some stuff on social media, like what's Miles Sanders done to earn the spot? It's kind of like Turpin. You know, Turpin's a nothing, but everybody seems to love him. They're burying Tolbert.
I mean, Turpin's clearly, by everything they've done in training camp, been a big focus of what they want to do, though. But, like, it's part of what they want to do. So, wide receivers, five of them, because I think Jonathan Mingo's going to open the year on IR. So you're going to have CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, your third receiver, Kevontae Turpin. And then I think you've got Jalen Tolbert the fourth. And then the final one is probably Ryan Flannoy. That's still a close race, I think, between Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flannoy. I think the Cowboys are going to try to get Holden on the practice squad, which Treshawn Holden was a guy who had a couple drops in this game. Didn't step up the way he had in some other moments. But I also think it's a case of, even if he doesn't drop those passes, I think it's like, we love you, but man, it's going to be harder for us to slip some other guys through. And these guys have been here a little bit longer and we trust them a little more. So we're going to make that move. Tight end, I think you're going to carry three. Jake Ferguson, Luke Schoonmaker, Brevin Spanford.
So both Michigan guys making it.
Yeah, because I do think Mozzie's going to be on. I think Mozzie might be guy 52, 53. Like it's right there, I think. And I think it just may just be a case of you don't have a lot of great options behind him. If Jonathan Hankins were still on the roster this year, you probably move on from Mozzie Smith, I would guess. Offensive line, Tyler Guyton, Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker, Terrence Steele, your starters, obviously, which Tyler Guyton continues to progress. He was out there during some of the warm-ups the other day. That sounds like they think there's a real shot he could be ready to go week one. If not week one, week two. The guys I have making it, Johnny Cornelius, Hakeem Adeniji, who I think that's another one that might be near the back end of the roster there. TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman, Nate Thomas, who Nate Thomas would likely be your starting left tackle if Tyler Guyton can't go week one. Defensive line, they're going to go really heavy here, I think. 11. So this will be Dante Fowler, Marshawn Neyland, Sam Williams, Micah Parsons, Osa Odighizuwa, Solomon Thomas, Jay Toia, Donovan Ezeraku, James Houston, I think is on. Ernest Brown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brown, Mozzie Smith. I think Mozzie is the last one. That also means that one of your offseason additions, Peyton Turner, I think is going to be part of the cuts here. I would not be surprised if Turner's out in this instance. Linebackers, Kenneth Murray, Jack Sanborn, Maris Leifau, Damone Clark, Shamar James. I don't think that's surprising anybody. Linebackers, pretty solid. And then the defensive backs, I think you've got 10. Trayvon Diggs, who is obviously his availability now has kind of changed the composition of the roster. Deron Bland, Kair Elam, Zion Childress, Andrew Booth. And I think you've got Troy Pride, Marquise Bell, Donovan Wilson, Malik Hooker, and Wanye Thomas. Including that, no Kemon Hall, who a lot of North Texas fans, I think, have liked, and a guy who's gotten some experienced reps with them at the end of last year and then into this offseason. And then maybe a bit surprising for me last week, but as the week went on, no Israel Mukwamu, who was playing really late into that game the other day for somebody who would be on the roster typically. And then the special teamers are Brian Anger, Brandon Aubrey, and Trent Sieg. So overall, and I should mention on the defensive backs, no Kalen Carson listed there. I think Carson's going to be one of their IR guys as well, starting the season off.
Brian Schottenheimer's star ups, by the way, against Atlanta. James Houston, Elijah Clark, DB Mike Smith, Deuce, Flannoy, Jalen Brooks, and Joe Milton.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those guys you're talking about there are guys that they're probably
looking at. What about my guy, Troy Pride?
Troy Pride I've got on there. He would be like guy 53, somewhere around there. The guys that I think are off on this roster right now that are probably the toughest decisions and still may end up, because obviously this is just a projection. I think Deuce Vaughn is part of that, who he mentioned there. I think Princeton Fant, the tight end, is somebody that they could be looking at in that same way. And then I think when you look at, we already got some people on the fan text asking about this, why no Perrion Winfrey? I think Perrion Winfrey is another guy who they would look at and like to keep if they could. I think it's just a matter of numbers game and some of the guys that they're keeping already and what they want to do with those guys. Like Ernest Brown, I don't think they anticipated being as impressed with him as they are. I think James Houston brought in here, that's taking up another defensive line spot because he was out there making plays for you and showing himself to be an effective rusher right out of the gate. So I think that's going to cause some of the tougher cuts. Again, Peyton Turner, I think, is out. That's just somebody who probably didn't do enough for them. And the fact that they would move on from somebody like Elijah Clark, who you mentioned, Mike Smith, those are guys who I think they would try to get to the practice squad. And the practice squad is obviously 17 members for Dallas. It's 16 for the whole NFL. Dallas then also has an extra exemption for Denzel Daxton as an international pathway player. So he would be on the practice squad as an extra player that they could carry. But overall, I think they're going to have to carry heavier on defense to start the season because they've got so many depth questions over there. Whereas it feels like the offense is pretty much set in terms of who they want, how they're going to be here. If Diggs plays week one, now that he's on the active roster, I think then we're looking at Diggs and Elam are outside and Deron Bland's playing the nickel. And that's where he'll have to play. If Diggs can't go, now we've got a big question of who's going to even play the nickel at that point. It might be Zion Childress. It might be Andrew Booth outside. Since Booth, surprising some people, he was put on the shelf for the final game. They didn't even put him out there to play. That's usually a pretty solid sign that they like you and they have you here. And so I think both of those are pretty good indicators of how the Cowboys view their cornerback room stacking up heading in this first week.
B-Lo.
D-Belt.
With our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto, who was right there in Arlington for the final preseason game. Nick Eatman at 9:20 with his Micah laying down reaction. And is Joe Milton going to be the official two? But we are also your home of the Rangers. RJ Choppy. Is he believing again after the sweep of Cleveland? Some Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.